seated. So I give you a new commandment that you love one another. So, just a few points about the mystery we're celebrating today, going deeper into the mystery of Jesus' covenant with all of us. I don't know if you can read this here. Can you see this? Thank you to our heroes. And you see pictures there of people.
Down this way, Father.
This way?
Yes.
So can everybody see it then?
Yes.
Okay. So, you can tell why I picked this, because, of course, we're talking about washing the feet, loving one another. This is the new command. And, you know, we've been through a year of a pandemic, and I'm just wondering, you know, it's kind of time for us to think, well, what have we learned that's new about this love command and about serving and what's symbolized by washing the feet in this whole year of the pandemic? We must have learned some new things. And so, our heroes. And these are examples. I mean, we could take them to be examples of heroes, of what it is to serve. Now, would we have thought of these people as servants a year ago? Well, if we were sick and in a hospital, yes. But most of us would not have been in that kind of a situation, so we would have just said, if we were asked, are they servants, we would have said yes, but we wouldn't have thought of them right away. I mean, they're not really the first thing that comes onto our mind. And here down below, I don't know if you could see, I think this looks, Jeff, I think that looks like a policeman, maybe.
Yes, I think it is, Father.
And what is this here?
That's a soldier.
Soldier, maybe. And what is this one?
I don't know what she is. She's perhaps a nurse or a doctor. I'm not sure.
Or a teacher.
A teacher.
Maybe a teacher, something like that. She's not in a medical outfit. She's more, you know, so in other words, yeah, people we might not have thought of. And so it makes us more appreciative of them. And I think if we're more appreciative of people like this, then we've grown. Then haven't we grown in our understanding of this command to love one another? And of course, we could add, right, in our own minds, a good little meditation thing for us today would be to add in our minds, to say in our minds, well, who else, you know, might we include in this list? And we could go on and on. And if we can go on and on, that would really be good. And we wouldn't want to exclude dogs. They've probably been very, very important, if we've been lucky. Or horses. We have, you know, in this parish, we're blessed to have a couple of families who are very much working with horses, horse therapy and horse, saving horses who are otherwise going to be terminated. Horse rescue, I guess it's called. So it makes us think of all of that as well. It's very, very special kind of thing. And one of our parishioners who is involved in the horse therapy, Dr. Helen Toole, she just recently received a great award, in fact, from the, what was the group that it was that gave her the award? It was a
Howard County
Women's Appreciation Award or something like that. So Helen, if you're listening, thank you so much and congratulations to you and John. And again, that's an example of what we're talking about here, so on. Then, so the little question that we might ask ourselves, this one here, can you read that?
Who's your hero during this pandemic?
So that's the question you want to think about. Who's your hero during this pandemic? So, you kind of point to various people and so on. Just think about that. And if you can, thank them. If you can, thank them. So that's the most important thing. And then, of course, you know, service is a difficult thing, and the Lord Jesus knew that service is a difficult thing. It's not an easy thing to do. And that's why the Lord gave us the Eucharist, to feed us and to nourish us. And so that's something else that we're asked to think about today, how important the Eucharist is in our lives. Archbishop Justin Welby, our Archbishop in Canterbury, our senior primate in our tradition, he said, you know, in this time of social distancing, the one reality which keeps us all together, which transcends, helps us all transcend the distance, is Jesus, the risen Lord. Where we think there is a space between us, there is no space. There is the risen Jesus, and with the risen Jesus comes the rest of us, the body of Christ. We are together, nourished by the body of Christ. And the last thing I'd ask us to think about on Holy Thursday, it's traditional in the Anglican tradition, the Roman Catholic tradition, it's traditional that on Holy Thursday, Maundy Thursday, all the priests would gather at the cathedral, and the deacons as well, in the morning, and they would bless, consecrate the sacred oils that would be needed for various services, ordinations, and baptisms, and so on during the year. And the priests and the clergy would renew their priestly and diaconal vows. And this year we weren't able to do it at the cathedral because of the COVID. So we're all yearning to do that again when we can finally get together and do it again. But it is, a traditional day to think about ministry. Now, in the Episcopal Church, I wanted to mention this to you. I don't know if you know this or not. You know, we have a little catechism in the Book of Common Prayer, this wonderful, wonderful book. Book of Common Prayer, which really means Book of Community Prayer. And in the Book of Community Prayer, Book of Common Prayer, in our little catechism at the back, it says, who are the ministers of the church? The ministers of the church are laypersons, bishops, priests, and deacons. Typically, we think of the priests and the deacons as the ministers in the church. But in our tradition, the lay people also are ministers in the church. What is the ministry of the laity? The ministry of laypersons is to represent Christ and his church, to bear witness to him wherever they may be, and according to the gifts given them, to carry on Christ's work of reconciliation in the world and to take their place in the life, worship, and governance of the church. That's wonderful. All of you here, all of you in our diasporic St. Paul's community, you are all ministers with me. I am privileged to work with you, and you work with me, and together we make a beautiful work for the Lord. So we're not just celebrating the priests and the deacons and our bishops, whom we should pray for more often. We're celebrating all of us and our various ministries. So maybe today also you might want to think of those ministers in the church you have known, from bishop on to unknown, hardworking lay people in the church, who have not necessarily doing something in the church here, they're doing something out there, representing Christ in the world. Think of them. You might want to think of them. And also, as a priest, if you know of anybody that might make a good priest or might, you think might make a good deacon or priest, tell them. Tell them. We need them. Amen.